was I requested to just come forward and fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Just inshallah, first we will commence the program with a recitation from the Holy Quran by Hussein Muhammad Hussein Daji. Inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي أنشأ جنات معروشات وغير معروشات والنخل والزرع مختلفا أكله والزيتون والرمان متشابها وغير متشابه كلوا من ثمره إذا أثمر وآتوا حقه يوم حصاده ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين ومن الأنعام حمولة وفرشا كلوا مما رزقكم الله ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين 8 أزواج من الضأن 2 ومن المعز 2 قل آذكرين حرم أم الأنثيين أم اشتملت عليه أرحام الأنثيين نبئوني بعلم إن كنتم صادقين ومن الإبل 2 ومن البقر 2 قل آذكرين حرم أم الأنثيين أم اشتملت عليه أرحام الأنثيين أم كنتم شهداء إذ وصاكم الله بهذا فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا ليضل الناس بغير علم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. So as a brief introduction before the main talk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a perfect deen, a perfect religion, a perfect way of life, which encompasses every aspect of our life. whether it is worship, which is one of our primary goals in terms of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whether it is in terms of living our life on a daily basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coupled with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has given us a complete way of life. And it's our duty and responsibility to follow the teachings in the Quran, to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for our betterment and for our personal gain. And ultimately, when a person follows the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he gains the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is our aim and our goal as Muslims, that we want to attain ultimately the happiness and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows full well how we are made, how we think, what we do. And us as human beings, we make mistakes. From time to time we will make mistakes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the door of tawbah and opened the door of repentance for us as human beings, as insan, as the children of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy and grace has opened the door of tawbah, opened the door of repentance. And we are very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to turn to Him, to ask for forgiveness from Him. And even more than this, one step further, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing us as human beings, knowing that we will falter and we will err and we will make mistakes, from time to time during the calendar year, gives us opportunities to turn to Him. He gives us opportunities to seek forgiveness from Him. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. So He knows that the human being is going to make mistakes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in place certain times during the night, the last third portion of the night, the last third of the night, where He turns to the creation, to Bani Adam, the children of Adam, and He says, "Hal min mustaghfirin faghfir lahu." That is there anyone that wants to seek forgiveness so I may forgive him? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on every night gives this opportunity to the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, as human beings. And then throughout the year, there are other moments which are given to us so that we can turn to Him and we can seek forgiveness from Him. Because our ultimate goal, the primary goal, is to attain His pleasure. And once a person understands this, that I want to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to turn to Him, I want Him to be pleased with me, then whatever he does, whether it is studying, whether it is getting married, whether it is running a business, whether it is driving a car, whether it is shopping, whether it is looking after his children, he will do it with the sole intention, the primary intention, which is, I want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can he do that? By making sure he does it in accordance with the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we know that tonight is a blessed night. The 15th night of Sha'ban is a blessed night, an opportunity for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, in the main talk, Maulana Muhammad Sayyid Sahib, our Imam Sahib, will deliver and give us advice in terms of the 15th night of Sha'ban and what we need to do. But one thing I want to mention before is that change, or for us to change our mindset, where does it start? It starts with an intention. This is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the authority of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says that innamal amalu bin niyat, that actions are according to intentions. So the first step that a person needs to take is to make an intention, a strong intention, that I want to do this action, I want to do this good deed. And generally, even in our daily life, whether it's studying, whether it's work, whether it's learning a project, being a leader in an institution, the first step will be that
an intention will be made, a goal will be set. That how can we, if it's a business, how can we turn the revenue from 100,000 to 200,000? That's the intention. We want to reach 200,000 in this quarter, or 300,000. And then there will be certain processes that will follow. So we need to do the same thing for our life in terms of how can I as an individual attain the ultimate goal, which is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we have this in our mind, then every aspect of our life, whether we see it as religion or not, whether we see it as Islam or not, in terms of studying, in terms of working, will become part of our deen. So when a person is studying, he will think, I am studying, how can I make this that it becomes a contributor to me attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I modify my intention? But that's with the mindset, that's with the mindset change. And this is why we have monthly programs, so that we can, and we have programs throughout the week and on the weekends, but we have one monthly program whereby we speak on different topics and different subjects, so that we can use the advice that's given, the explanation that's given in the light of the Quran and Ahadith, so that we can use this as a catalyst for us to bring about those intentions that we need, so that we can bring about ultimate change, whether it be 1 year down the line, 2 years down the line, or 3 years down the line. If a person spends time with someone who is into cars, or into buildings, or into a certain hobby, he's a golfer, he loves golf. Sooner rather than later, he will become a golfer as well. Why? Because he's spending time with someone who's, you know, going to golf. A person goes running. He will speak about running so much that he will also think, you know, let me try, let me go as well. This is just natural human nature that we have, that a person, when he spends time with somebody, his interest becomes, you know, the interests are shared, the hobbies are shared, the ambitions are shared. This is why the previous month where we spoke about company and the importance of good company, al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi, that a person is upon the religion of his friend. It's so important. So if once a month or once a week, if we can, we say that, you know, on Tuesdays there is a program, on Thursdays there is a program, on Saturdays normally there is a program, on Sunday there is the gush that takes place, there is a program. On Saturday, the last Saturday of every month is the monthly program. I'm going to make an intention that every Saturday or every Tuesday, I'm going to go to the masjid and spend 10-15 minutes listening to the words of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There will come a point where there will be change in that person's life. There will come a point where that person will feel the change, and positively, he will feel positivity that I am improving as a person. My nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is increasing and improving. And this is our responsibility. Nobody can force us. Nobody can, you know, make us come into the masjid. It's a intention that we have to make. So I want to conclude on this, that the first intention that we make is that we're going to invest some of our time in learning about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in listening to the words of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that ultimately the goal that we have of gaining and attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can fulfill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those individuals who on this blessed night are from those who have been forgiven. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we also see the month of Ramadan inshallah. Now I call upon our Imam Sahib Maulana Muhammad Sayyid Sahib to deliver the main talk.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihil karim, amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an hudan lin-nasi wa bayyinatin min al-huda wal-furqan, faman shahida minkum ash-shahra falyasum. Sadaqa Allah mawlana al-azim wa sadaqa rasuluhu an-nabiyul ummiyul karim. ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى when discussing the virtue, the speciality of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is that month which the Quran was revealed in. The month of Ramadan has many virtues. A number of ahadith mentioning the different virtues of Ramadan. And we should read these before the month of Ramadan as well. The book of Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Fada'il al-A'mal, which has a section on Fada'il al-Ramadan. That is something which should be read prior to every Ramadan and after the Ramadan commences as well, so that we understand, we value, and we make the most of the month of Ramadan. So there are many virtues of Ramadan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when mentioning the virtue of Ramadan, the special status of Ramadan, He suffices on this. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is that month in which the Quran was revealed. And in reality, this is sufficient to understand the status of the month of Ramadan. Because the Quran is the best book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most beloved book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Quran ahabbu ila Allah min as-samawati wal-ard. The Quran is more beloved to Allah than the heavens and the earth. The Quran is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because it is the most beloved, the greatest, the book of the highest status, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it special treatment. It was not revealed to any of the Anbiya alayhi salam. It was revealed to the greatest Nabi, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was revealed via the greatest angel, Jibreel alayhi salam. It was revealed in the greatest month, Ramadan al-Mubarak. And the Quran, the revelation of the Quran, the transfer of the Quran from the heavens to the earth took place in two steps. It took place in two steps. Initially, a copy of the glorious Quran existed in Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz, the special place where there is a record of everything that is going to happen, that has happened, that will happen. Initially, a copy of the Quran existed there. Then when the time for the revelation of the Quran to begin came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nearing the age of 40, at which the Quran, he gained prophethood, the Quran, the revelation of the Quran started. Then, with much care, a copy of the Quran was revealed to Baytul Izzah, which exists in the heavens above the earth. So this was the first revelation of the Quran. The Quran was being prepared to be sent down on earth. This happened not only in the best month, Ramadan al-Mubarak, in the best night of the best month, on Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Indeed, we revealed it in Laylatul Qadr. We revealed the Quran in Laylatul Qadr. This is what it refers to. The first part of the revelation of the Quran from Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz to the heavens above the earth to a place called Baytul Izzah happened on Laylatul Qadr. And thereafter, bit by bit, It was revealed upon the illuminated heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam over the span of 23 years. We all know that. But when it was revealed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so it was revealed bit by bit. But the first verses, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, the first verses of Surah Al-Qalam, they were also revealed in Ramadan al-Mubarak. The ulama have posed the question that is it the case that Ramadan was special, which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to reveal the Quran in the month of Ramadan? Or is it the case that because the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan, Ramadan becomes special? So the correct answer is both of them are true. The month of Ramadan was already special before the Quran was revealed. That is why the previous books, the Torah, the Injil, the scriptures of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and so forth, they were also revealed in the month of Ramadan. So the month of Ramadan was already special. But when the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan, that made the month of Ramadan even more special. That made the month of Ramadan even more special. In the month of Ramadan, it's a season, it's a month where the entire universe changes. The entire universe changes. Jannah, Jahannam change. The gates of Jahannam are closed. Jannah changes, its gates are flung open, and every single day it is decorated. Jannah, Jahannam changes. The angels change. Now the job becomes saying to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil, wa ya baghi al-shar. Or the person who is looking for good, take the initiative. Aqbil, take the initiative. Move forward. Wa ya baghi al-shar. And all the person who is still in the month of Ramadan has come and he still has the thought of, I will do this, I will enjoy myself doing that, doing this, in the disobedience of Allah. At least stop now. The role of the angel changes. The role of the animals change as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that in the month of Ramadan, the fish in the ocean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a special job. What is it? That those people who are fasting, until they don't break their fast, as long as they are fasting, their job is now to do istighfar for these, for the human. We, when the summer months come and the fasts are long, we find it a bit of a burden. Naturally so. So we should think about this, that compared to the winter and the summer, the creation, the fish in the sea are making istighfar for us for so many more hours every day. When the fasts are lengthy. And the fish in the sea, why have they been mentioned? The fish in the sea is that makhluk which is totally disconnected to insan. It barely comes into contact with insan. It lives in a different environment, different place, beyond the boundaries controllable by insan. It does what it does. It's probably the makhluk that is affected the least by insan, by the movements of insan. But Allah, in the month of Ramadan, its role also becomes that now my servants are fasting, so your job is to make istighfar for them. Here I should mention that the fish in the sea, all year round they make istighfar. All year round they make istighfar. But who they make istighfar for changes. In Ramadan, they make istighfar for all those people who are fasting. And outside the month of Ramadan, all 12 months of the year, they make istighfar for the ulama. وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَتَّى الْهِيتَانُ فِي الْمَاءِ. The alim, the person who has gained the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah, he practices upon it, he propagates it. All 12 months of the year he gains his virtue. This is not the topic at hand, but because it has come as a passing mention, we will mention it, that And I'm not saying this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the image of an alim in the eyes of the people. No one knows. When we say an alim is that person who in the court of Allah, he is someone who deserves the name alim. No one can claim on this as that I know that I am an alim in the eyes of Allah. But when there is something in which there is khair, then it deserves mentioning. So it deserves mentioning that if a person can become an alim himself, alhamdulillah, and if he has gone past that age, then make a point to make your children ulama. Make a point to make your children ulama. If you have three children, four children, at least one, make a point that this will become an alim. This will be my salvation in the hereafter. And when you decide to make an alim, then do mashwara with the ulama. With the righteous ulama, that where should I send him? Just like in worldly matters, you have schools of different levels. It is the same when it comes to deen matters as well. In fact, if you make a point to make your children ulama, then not only will you benefit in the hereafter, inshallah, you will benefit in this world as well. Because when a person gets connected to ilm, then by and large, due to his understanding of ilm, he also understands the value of parents. And now we are in that era where the secular mentality that parents don't have much of a special status. When they get old, our job is not to look after them, it is the care home's job to look after them, is becoming popular in our communities as well. And if you want to make sure, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make sure, but if you want to do something to save your own future, connect your children to deen, and one very good way is to make them ulama. So I was saying that the ulama have this virtue all year round. And in the month of Ramadan, all those people who are fasting, they gain this virtue as well. So the entire universe changes. The role of all the different makhluk changes. Why? So that insan can change his attitude. So that the human can change his attitude. How unfortunate would that human be that the entire creation has changed its role for him and he hasn't bothered to change. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the truly unfortunate one is the one who is deprived of the mercy of Allah even in the month of Ramadan. Because everything has changed for him, but he's still unwilling to change. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the glorious Quran, the Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, the month of Ramadan is that month in which the Quran was revealed. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the Quran, hudal linnas. It is guidance for the people. It is guidance for the people. It guides them to success in this world and in the hereafter. It guides them to Jannah. It guides them to safety from Jahannam. But in another place in the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the first verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika al-Kitab, this book, the Quran, La Raiba Fihi, there is no doubt in it. There is no doubt that it is from Allah, number one. And number two, why has it been revealed? Hudan lil muttaqin. It is guidance for who? For those who have taqwa. It is guidance for all the people. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say it is guidance for everyone. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is guidance for the muttaqeen. And who are the muttaqeen? The muttaqeen are those people who have the quality of taqwa. And what is the quality of taqwa? Taqwa is a nur, which when it enters one's heart, a person is able to practice upon deen. A person is able to practice upon deen. Taqwa is a nur which enters a person's heart, because of which every single command of deen becomes possible, doable, and a person practices upon it. If a person feels that there is some part of deen which I cannot practice upon, that is because the nur of taqwa is either lacking in his heart or it is weak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Quran is guidance for the muttaqeen. What does that mean? That the hudal linnas, the Quran was revealed to everyone. It shows everyone the path. It shows everyone the path. But only the muttaqeen will be able to tread that path. Only the muttaqeen will be able to tread that path. And
To become from the muttaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the month of Ramadan. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ O believers, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ fasting in the month of Ramadan has been made compulsory upon you. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ Like it was made compulsory upon the people of the past. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So you gain the nur of taqwa. So you get, that is the purpose of the month of Ramadan. Fasting in particular and the month of Ramadan in general. So that then the Quran which was revealed in the month of Ramadan, a person is able to practice upon it. And when a person is able to practice upon it, then he will gain the success of this world and the hereafter. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدَمْ مِ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ And this month of Ramadan, fasting in the month of fasting, the action of fasting in particular, and the month of Ramadan in general, but fasting in particular, it has been prescribed so that we gain the nur of taqwa. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ Like it was prescribed on the people beforehand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us this is a tried and tested method. It's a tried and tested method. The people of the past, they also had fasting in different forms. Maybe not in the form of the month of Ramadan. But in their own form, they had fasting. With fasting, they had associated ibadat with the purpose of gaining the nur of taqwa. And those people who practiced upon it at that time, they did gain the nur of taqwa. So it is a tried and tested method. So, the month of Ramadan is a time to gain the nur of taqwa. And to become fully practicing upon deen. That is the prize that is available in the month of Ramadan. And there can be no greater prize. Because every single promise in the Quran, the Ahadith, is guaranteed for a person once he gains the nur of taqwa. Every single promise. And until he does not gain the nur of taqwa, every single promise in the Quran, the Hadith, is in doubt. He may receive it, he may not. So, our first goal should be to understand the purpose of the month of Ramadan, which is to gain the nur of taqwa, and through the nur of taqwa, become fully practicing. And when we have understood this, and we have understood the value of the month of Ramadan, then we need to ensure that we value the month of Ramadan practically. Today is not the day to go into the detail of what exactly a person needs to do in the month of Ramadan. Today we are discussing that we need to understand this. And thereafter, we need to start preparing for it. We need to start preparing for it. The more the preparation, the easier it will be to value the month of Ramadan. That is the case with anything. You have an exam around the corner, the more you prepare, the easier it is to do well in the exam. The sales season is around the corner, the December sales. If a person prepares for it, how does he prepare? He makes a list of what I need. He thinks to himself 2-3 months in advance that I need this item, I need that item. But if I wait until December when the sales start, I will get it for half price. He tells himself that for the sales I will put aside this much money so that I have enough money to get what is worth getting in the sales. This person derives full benefit from the sales. Ramadan is also a sale. A sale where taqwa is an offer. Taqwa in 30 days, that is a huge offer. A sale where it is a case of buy one, do one, get 70 free. Do one amal and get 70 times the reward. So, we need to make an intention that this Ramadan we are going to value. We are going to value to the best of our ability. And inshallah, this Ramadan we will gain the nur of taqwa. Inshallah, this Ramadan we will gain the ability and we will become fully practicing upon deen. And inshallah, this Ramadan we will become truly on the path to success in this world and the hereafter. But for that, the more we prepare, the better. In reality, the month of Ramadan is said that if a person does zero preparation before the month of Ramadan, then still, the month of Ramadan has that ability. It is so special that within those 30 days, if a person forces himself, turns his life around from day one, then he can gain the nur of taqwa. But we people are weak. We're in one motion until the month of Ramadan starts. Then from day one, we cannot flip, turn over completely and fully maximize the month of Ramadan. So a person starts from now. The first thing a person starts with is the greatest ibadah. The first thing a person starts with is the greatest ibadah. And what is the greatest ibadah? Ya Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim takun abadan nas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that O Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim, stay away from the forbidden things. Stay away from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden. He has made a sin. Takun abadan nas. You, without doing anything else, extra tilawa, extra nafal, onto one side, you have become the greatest worshipper. Takun abadan nas. Not takun abdan. Takun abidan, you have become a worshipper. You have become the greatest worshipper from the people. Now only that person will surpass you who, as well as staying away from the forbidden things, he did more. So that is the first thing. That from now, we need to make the intention that I'm going to leave every sin. Every form of the disobedience of Allah, I'm going to look into my life. I'm going to look into my life and find, look thoroughly into my life. Where is the disobedience of Allah taking place in my life? What part of my life is still not in conformity with the command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What part of my life is still such that because of which the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still descending upon me? What part of my life is such that still because of it I am losing barakah in this world and the hereafter? Even the calamities that come upon us in this world, we don't realize. Because we have so much disobedience in our life, that, and the person who has so much disobedience, his heart loses its nur, so he cannot see spiritual matters clearly. Otherwise, those people who have few disobedience of Allah in their life, when a calamity comes upon them, then they realize that it is because of my disobedience. A tabi'i, a great tabi'i, the name escapes my memory, he once told someone that he was overburdened with debt. He was overburdened with debt. So he was discussing this with a friend, an associate of his. So he said that, I know the reason I have been overburdened with debt. What is the reason? 40 years ago, there was a person who was bankrupt. And I said to him in a belittling manner, oh bankrupt person. These words came out of my mouth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disliked them. And 40 years later, He has sent this calamity upon me. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever adversity comes upon you, it is because of the actions which your own hands have carried out. وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Most of your actions, many of your actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't punish you for in this world. A few He does. So, we are losing out in this world and the hereafter because we have not yet gained the nur of taqwa. Because we have not become fully practicing upon deen. And if we become fully practicing, it is not the case that we will lose out in the world and we will gain the hereafter. Yes, initially it will look like that. Initially it will always look like this. But I'm deciding to repent from this sin. So because of that, I will lose this form of pleasure. Because of that, I will have to undergo this hardship. Because of that, I will lose this money, this financial avenue which was coming in. It always looks like our dunya is being harmed. It always looks like our dunya is being harmed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of everything. And He works in mysterious ways. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever gains the nur of taqwa, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. He makes a way out from him, for him, from every difficulty. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And he fulfills his needs, but in normal manners, no, from where he doesn't even realize. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works in mysterious ways. Through the barakah of taqwa, initially a person will feel the hit, that I have lost that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace it many a time with more. There was a person I have heard this incident from my teacher, Shaykh Azimul Salim Durat Sahib Hafidahullah. He said that there was a person who was working somewhere else, and thereafter he began working for Hazrat's institution. So when he began working, then Hazrat said to him that, look, here we do everything on the books. The amount we give you, the amount of wages, the number of all, this is exactly what we will write. Many places, many organizations, many companies. And unfortunately, this is an ill which exists in our Asian communities mostly. That this is how many hours you will work. Write it a bit lower. And this is how much you will get cash in hand. Because of, so that you can gain this many benefits. That benefit which a person gains when he is not entitled to his haram money. It is haram money. And haram money not only affects a person spiritually, it affects his whole family, his wife and children as well. It not only sends one to Jahannam, it sends his wife and children to Jahannam. So, this person, he was previously at such an organization where he was told that this is what we will give you, but this much will be cash in hand, and the remainder we will write so that you can gain benefits as well. So this person, he joined Hazrat's institution. Hazrat told him that, look, here we don't do that. So this person said that last year, the previous years, through this method of earning halal income, I was just about making my expenses meet. I was just about fulfilling my expenses. Now you are saying that you are going to give me the same wage, but I will not be able to use this haram method of earning extra benefit, so I will not be able to fulfill make ends meet. So Hazrat told him that, look, give it a try for 1 year. At the end of the year, if you cannot make ends meet, then I will give you the deficit from my own pocket, and then you can leave and go join the previous institute, the previous organization. But give it 1 year. Doing the sacrifice and the qurbani of following the command of Allah Ta'ala, and see how much barakah Allah Ta'ala gives you. The year finished. This very same person, he came to Hazrat and he said that this is the first year that not only have my needs been fulfilled, I also have some savings. And the following year he said that I have saved so much that I am taking my family for Umrah. Deen, taqwa, practice, sacrifices for the sake of Allah benefit a person in the hereafter as well as this one. But in the hereafter, the moment a person enters the hereafter, which is the point of death, the reward he will start seeing. In the hereafter, there is no delay. From the moment of death, a person starts being rewarded. And in this world, the reward for one's good, a person sees it with some delay. That is exactly what the test is. That my servant sees that he is following my command, but he is not gaining, he is losing. Is he still ready to follow the command for my sake? And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala realizes that this servant is firm, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him in this world. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, suffered for 13 years in Makkah Mukarramah and another 8 years at the hands of the Quraysh before they were given the upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them wait for 19 years. We people are weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make us wait for that long to see the fruits of our good even in this world. So, let us understand the purpose of the month of Ramadan, and let us prepare for the month of Ramadan, firstly, by repenting from now. And by beginning the process of trying. Someone may tell me that there is this form of disobedience of Allah in my life, which I can't leave. But no one can tell me, I don't have the ability to try. Every person has the ability to try. And every person, when he slips, has the ability to repent and renew the intention to try. And this is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks for. If a person does this, then he becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who repent in abundance. That is the first thing we need to do for the month of Ramadan. The second thing we need to do to prepare for the month of Ramadan is all those a'mal which we carry out in the month of Ramadan, which we give importance to in the month of Ramadan. Charity, tilawah of the Quran, dhikr, spending time in the masjid. performing salah with jama'ah, which should be all year round anyway. Slowly start increasing them from now. Slowly. If you want performing salah with jama'ah, okay, I was only performing two salah with jama'ah, whereas I can perform three every day, bring the third. If you are already, then I will slowly increase some time spent in the masjid. After one salah, I will spend 5 minutes in the masjid. Or if I can't do it on weekdays, on the weekend. Tilawah of the Quran was on and off, or it was not happening at all. Now I will, to some degree, I will start with one quarter every day, or 3 pages every day, and I will start. Whatever your level is, decide based on that, decide your target, and start with regularity. That there are only 15 days till the month of Ramadan, I'm going to do this regularly every day until the month of Ramadan. Then when the month of Ramadan comes, it will be so much easier. The car is already moving. The car is already moving. The first meter with the car travels takes the most fuel. So if the car is already moving, then the month of Ramadan, it will be much more easier to benefit from the month of Ramadan. That is the second thing we need to do. And the third thing we need to do is that we need to free ourselves up for the month of Ramadan as much as possible. Free ourselves up. If there is anything that, any task that need doing, then think to yourself, can this be delayed until after Ramadan? Or will it be easier to get done before the month of Ramadan? If it can be moved outside the month of Ramadan, move it. If every person's situation is different, a person feels that I can take some holiday for the month of Ramadan. If not the entire month of Ramadan, especially the last 10 days, then he should do so. He should do so. If a person feels that I can make enough preparations that I can carry out i'tikaf in the month of Ramadan, then prepare for now. Similarly, nowadays Eid has so much baggage as well, which it didn't in the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this needs to be bought for Eid, this needs to be made for Eid. So same thing there, whatever can be moved to before the month of Ramadan, do so. So this is what we need to do to prepare for the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq. And because it is the night of the 15th of Shaban, this is a fantastic opportunity to start. It's a sample of the month of Ramadan. So let us start by valuing this night. Let us start by valuing this night. And here I should mention that in the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on these special nights, special occasions, rarely would talks take place, bayanat take place. Because really these nights are to connect yourself directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend time in tilawah, spend time in salah, spend time in dua, spend time in dhikr. This is the real purpose of the night. If these talks happen, they happen so that we understand the purpose and we get a bit of encouragement to carry them out. But unfortunately, our attitude has become that we suffice on these talks. The 15th night comes, if there is a talk in the masjid, chalo, alhamdulillah, I've sat in the talk, my job is done for the 15th night. No, the real job is ahead. This was to encourage us. So let us value the 15th night of Shaaban. Take this as the first step to the preparation of the month of Ramadan. And the method of valuing it is simple. Firstly, again, make that intention to repent from everything. Secondly, use as much of it as we can. When you go home as well. Now, if there will be refreshments as well. Normally, refreshments, we all take it a bit lightheartedly. And that is the purpose. Many of us, we don't see each other regularly on a daily or a weekly basis. So we get to meet many Muslims meet each other. But I would request everyone today, that today is a special night, every moment counts. So refreshments will take place. Let us do away with that as quick as we can. As quick as we can, reasonably. Today is not the time to sit and chat, because mercy is descending from the heavens in droves. And if we sit there chatting, then our utensil is upside down. We need to busy ourselves in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that our utensil is also facing that mercy. So let us use this night wisely. The night carries on until Subah Sadiq. But although Fajr Salah is not included in the night, still make a special effort to perform the Fajr Salah with Jama'ah tomorrow. Why is that? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith that the person who performs the Isha Salah and the Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, he gains the reward of spending the entire night in Ibadah. So, if we have, alhamdulillah, we have performed the Isha Salah with Jama'ah, if we make a small effort to make sure that the Fajr Salah tomorrow gets performed with Jama'ah. Then we will gain the entire night's worship. That means whatever else we do in the night will be a bonus. So that is something we should do. Similarly, we go after we finish from the refreshments, spend as much time we can here at home. And that after we have done that, then let us not make a point of wasting time. Let us go to sleep with the intention of waking up for Fajr. That will be a good deed as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon what for myself firstly, and thereafter all of us firstly value this night, and thereafter begin the preparation for Ramadan so that we can value the month of Ramadan. Ameen wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. A short dua will take place, and then inshallah we will disperse.
الحمد لله رب العالمين عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلينا ومن الماء البارد اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله O Allah, forgive our sins. O Allah, give us the tawfiq to repent so that you forgive every single sin of ours. O Allah, give us the tawfiq to bring all good into our life and empty our life of your disobedience. O Allah, give us the tawfiq to value this night firstly and make that a means of value in the month of Ramadan and make that a means of value in our entire life. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا
Like we mentioned, some refreshments have been prepared, so partake of them, and thereafter let us value this night. Also, as we are leaving, be in the masjid, let us treat the masjid with the reverence and not make noise. Raise our voices whilst we are leaving the masjid.